The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. It is Friday, right, Graham? Just double check.
Yes, it is. Okay,
thank God. Happy Friday. The JV Show here. I'm Selena.
Hi, Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
All right, here's our first talk. Chidi!
What's up, Chidi?
Okay. All right, first talk back of the day.
Good morning. This is Beth from Fremont. I have 30 seconds, so I have to be quick. My boyfriend, Andrew, and I usually listen to you on Friday mornings when I take him to police dog training with me. And we won a chug mug off the Up Nope game about a week ago. Anyway, we were hiking yesterday, and he suddenly passed out, had a seizure, and was conscious for about a minute and stopped breathing for the first 30 seconds. He's currently in the emergency room right now. I'm going to police canine training alone this morning, and I hate it. I ask that you send him well wishes so that he can get better and we can start listening to your show together soon. Thank you so much. Sorry I had to be quick.
Oh, that was a my lot
jammed
goodness.
Into one 30-second talkback.
But
yes,
okay?
Thinking good thoughts for,
yes.
I think she said Andrew was his name. I hope he's doing okay. I just have to ask one question. She's still going to police dog training? Shouldn't she be at the hospital with him?
Hey, don't judge.
She might have to.
Maybe. I mean, if it were me, I'd be at the hospital. But maybe he's on the mend and she felt fine enough, you know, leaving for a couple hours.
Okay.
To go do what she has to do. That's what I'm hoping.
Hopefully the situation resolves itself and Andrew's doing okay. And you guys can get back to listening to the JV show. We need the streams on the iHeartRadio app. Do you think you could set a phone up next
to
him streaming the app? Even if he can't hear it, could he still be listening?
Yeah, and sending positive
jokes, people,
lots of
jokes.
Positivity to you both. Thank you so much. Chidi, you're here Fridays. Mm-hmm. You're always here on Fridays. love to see you. But you tweet a lot. No offense. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
I swear I text Jess and she just ignores me. Tough world.
Wow.
Let's just switch right over to this.
Yesterday,
I texted you back.
You did, but it was like hours afterwards.
Well, because I was at the gym and then I was doing stuff.
You have your phone on you at the gym. You're constantly checking it while you're working out.
You're putting your favorite song
on. But if I want to give like a thorough answer, then I'm not just going to be like, you know what I'm saying?
Let me sidebar with Selena for a second. Selena, I think we've got a beef brewing on our hands.
No.
Because, like, there's no excuse. If there's one thing we know about Jess, is she's doom scrolling, I don't know, about 23 and a half out of the 24 hours a day. She's always on her phone. And she can't text Chidi back when Chidi texts her. Like, the phone's right there. You saw the text come in literally the second that it came in, and then you wait 4 or 5 hours to respond.
It was inexcusable.
How long was it?
Listen, I responded, and did I get a response back?
No.
I have to think, where do we go from here? Because it's not like I didn't respond at all. And then I was like, oh, I wonder if she got my message.
I mean, it does prove that they're beefing.
It was 3 hours. It was a 3-hour period.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, but
I do that to everyone, though.
But what was the text about, if we can ask?
Okay, so it was just about our podcast that we had a while ago.
You guys have a podcast?
Yeah, and we stopped doing it in June, and I was like listening
to
it.
Yeah, can I unfollow you on Instagram?
No.
Oh,
we
it's coming back?
We still need the followers, yeah.
Is it coming back?
No.
Probably not. Because we're beefing, remember?
We're wasting followers over here.
Maybe when the beef is done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the podcast is not coming back.
No, but still keep the follow just in case.
I'm wasting a good follow.
That's what I'm saying. I probably already unfollowed.
Wow. Did you even follow us in the first place?
Yeah, I think I unfollowed your guys' joint podcast, but I still follow your solo podcast, Chidi. Is that still a thing?
It's going to be a thing. So keep following that one.
Chidi, you have a solo podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Do I have to keep following that one?
She does everything solo.
Okay.
Oh. Wow. Was that shots fired?
No, just the downstairs DJ.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about
it's
the downstairs
DJ. It's been a while since we talked about that.
Oh my gosh.
All right, sorry. Back to tweets. New hyperfixation meal? Egg boils. So freaking good.
Wait.
Sounds gross.
So oatmeal is out.
Oatmeal is out.
Egg boils are in.
Yes. I've been thinking about it all week for every single day. I think about it when I wake up. When I go to sleep.
Is it like an onion boil, but just with eggs?
Yes.
You know, Chidi, remember how she came over and we made an onion boil?
Yeah.
I found out later she doesn't even like onions. And she was like sitting there eating and making an onion boil with me.
But
why didn't you say something?
Were they good prepared like that, Chidi? Or are you still anti-onion? Because my wife hates raw onions, but she'll eat them like cooked like that.
Yeah, no. The onion boil was actually really good. for me who hates onions, that was really good. So I would eat that again. But raw onions, just lightly grilled onions, I don't like.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, back to the egg boil.
Back to the egg boil. So you're just eating a whole bunch of hard-boiled eggs?
Yes.
It's just like... Your farts must be just atrocious. I mean, the onion boil is one thing, but dude, if you're just hammering down like hard-boiled eggs morning, noon, and night,
how many eggs?
Just two a day.
Okay, that's not that bad.
I'm really tempted to do more, but I need to like.
But so then not. You've been doing this daily?
No, just for the 2 days. But I've been thinking about it like every day.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now explain to people what an egg boil, because it said the onion boil was like you're adding all these spices and things, right?
Yeah.
To the pot. An egg boil, are you just hard boiling an egg in some boiling water and then taking the shell off and eating it?
Yeah, so you boil the eggs, take the shell off, and then you pour the sauce, the butter sauce and the seasoning on top of the egg. And you just eat it like that. Super good.
Mm. Yeah, your farts must be just terrible.
Graham, is that something you would try?
I like hard boiled eggs, so sure. Yeah, I'm in. But I mean,
I'm not a hard boiled egg person.
You're not?
No.
Well, you don't like eggs at all, really.
Yeah, I'm not really much of an egg person, actually. So, yeah.
There you go. Jess, hard boiled eggs? Where you land?
I'm kind of with Selena on this one. I can eat them here and there, but sometimes I get grossed out.
Yeah, it's weird when you're just like holding one and just like chomping down it. But if it's like sliced up in a salad or something, you know, it's added to something.
Or drenched in something. I don't know.
I'm in. Do we have time for another one?
Let's do one more. It's Friday.
Y'all, I've been drooling in my sleep, and IDK, where that is coming from, probably your mouth, but... tell us more.
I feel like when you wake up and you notice that you drooled everywhere, like, that means you got some good sleep.
Yeah, and it was my nap time, so...
That's my
so after I took a nap, I just realized my pillow was so wet, and I was like, where did that come from?
Is it like embarrassing though when you wake up and you've drooled a bunch? You're like,
gross.
Like, what am I supposed to do?
Then you got all that crust on your mouth. Well, I do this sometimes.
Oh, it's just like bits of hard boiled egg. Just like all
that. That's so gross.
No.
Leaked out onto your pillow.
But it's the best sleep ever.
It is.
All right, next on the JV show, Graham wants to ask, would you do this by yourself? Chidi, it's not that.
So, oh.
No. Well, it's something else. It's next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem fired yesterday. Trump has appointed Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to replace her. As for Kristi, she's taken on a new role called Envoy for the Shield of the Americas.
That sounds real. Take a moment. Take a moment and say your goodbyes, you guys. Anything you'd like to say?
Nothing nice. We'll keep it moving.
So happy we don't have to hear her commercial anymore. All right, the Warriors pulled out an improbable but impressive win yesterday in Houston over the Rockets. Warriors came into the game having lost their previous two games. They're in danger of sliding in the standings. It took overtime to get it done, but the Curry-less Warriors lineup of mostly backup players found a way to pull out a 115-113 win. Team needed this win because this road trip, it doesn't get any easier. They're now headed to Oklahoma City to take on the defending champion Thunder tomorrow at 5:30.
Today will be sunny and breezy. Afternoon temperatures should reach the upper 60s to mid 70s. Temperatures are going to warm up some more for this weekend, you guys, with Sunday being the warmest day. Nice.
Hey, Libra besties.
Hey.
Your day's going to be an 8 out of 10. You are radiating charm today without even trying. Everybody wants a piece of you. Love is getting serious, so wave goodbye to anything that isn't giving you what you deserve.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Know your worth, Libra besties. All right, next. Would you do this activity solo?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. I just wanted to give a shout out to Graham. Hey, Graham, thank you so much for giving a shout out to my husband yesterday on our 10th wedding anniversary. He was able to hear it on his way to taking the kids to school. So thank you so much for doing that. He felt very special on our day. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye.
Hopefully you made him feel really special later. And I'd just like to say thank you for that. I was able to play a role in that, your husband was able to feel very special.
Your husband is probably thinking of you like the entire day.
He was probably thinking of
for what you did.
During,
Yeah, that's what
it's
I
like
was
I got to shake that guy's hand someday.
Yeah.
Wash your hands first, though, please. More importantly,
who gives a fart?
Yeah.
All right, Graham, would we do what solo?
Would you guys go to a play by yourself? Theaters are now almost banking on this because nearly 20% of Broadway theater tickets are now being purchased by solo attendees. That's almost double the rate from even just a couple years ago. So it's becoming more and more normalized for people to go to things like movies and plays and stuff like that by themselves. And one company, ATG Entertainment, this is interesting what they're doing. They have launched a solo seats initiative, and they ran their very first event right here in San Francisco last month. Yeah. This was for the Broadway musical that came here, The Notebook. I didn't know The Notebook had its own musical version.
Can I admit something?
Yeah.
You never watched The Notebook?
I've never seen The Notebook.
Oh my god,
it is so good.
Can I admit something?
I've heard.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen The Notebook. Zero. Absolutely zero plans.
Are you guys
to
serious?
Ever watch it. Okay, we're getting
dead ass.
Yeah, okay. I'm so dead ass serious. No interest. But the play, the musical version of it came to San Francisco's Orpheum Theater here last month. And for their solo seats initiative, the inaugural like event night when they launched this, they did it here. For a $75 ticket, you got an orchestra seat, a pre-show like kind of mixer with other fellow solo seat ticket holders. So you got kind of like mingle with them, and you got a complimentary drink.
And oh, that sounds nice.
Look, yeah. The company says this is not a singles night. You know, if you meet somebody there and something meaningful happens, like, great. That's great. But that's not what this is intended for. It's just for, so people that, you know, are going to go to the theater solo, whatever, can have some fun and probably get seated near other people that are doing the same thing. This event, largely a success. They sold a bunch of seats for it. 60 people signed up for that one, and this was the very first one. Would you ladies ever go to see a play by yourself?
Oof. No.
What? Why not?
It's going to be a no for me. I just don't like to do things by myself. You guys already know this about me. I don't go anywhere by myself.
I mean, not
like fun things. Like, I'll go to like the grocery store by myself. That's fine. But like, I'm not going to like a concert or the movies or a play or out to dinner alone.
Okay. Jess?
If they had something like this where I'm getting a free drink and a bunch of like free stuff, why not? I mean, during the play, you can't talk anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
So I would.
Cheaty?
I would. I'm already going to a concert by myself, so this would be nothing. I don't like the mingling before because I'm antisocial. So I will just watch the play and get a drink by myself, and then that's it.
Yeah, jeez. The mingling adds like another layer of pressure.
True. Yeah, but I almost think that's better than I know like everybody else here is doing the same thing as me. Whereas if I go into somewhere and I'm going to be there solo, I'm like, oh, everyone's looking at me because I'm the only solo, you know, attendee here by my, you know, all by my lonesome. And then I'd start feeling like even more out of place.
I guess you'd have to think.
This makes it better, I think.
Everyone's probably feeling just as awkward. You'd probably walk in there and like everyone is just standing there not talking to anyone.
And then you know that it's easier to have a conversation with someone because they're not going to think it's weird because that's the whole point of the event, in a sense.
Right. And you know they are there by themselves, so you're not interrupting them with their conversation with like their significant other or something.
You and I aren't really big play or musical people. Would you even go to a play?
That's what this comes down to for me. I don't want to go see a play, but I really do like the idea. I think it's a cool idea. Now, if it was going to be me and I was going to go to a play, which I wouldn't, but if I was going to go, I want more than one complimentary drink ticket. I need like five or six.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
But ain't going to happen, buddy.
Well, I'd pay more for the ticket if it came with five free drinks ahead of time at the solo attendees mixer.
The only thing that I would ever go see is like the new the Moulin Rouge that Megan Thee Stallion's gonna be in. Ooh, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, that would be fun. And then, but you would go by yourself?
Hell no. Oh. I'm just gonna go in general. And then did you guys see, like, back, you know, during the holiday time, there was a hip-hop Nutcracker?
No.
You didn't see that? No. Yeah, it was out here, and it looked fun.
Hip-hop Nutcracker?
Yeah. I'm gonna show you guys some videos, though. It actually looked, like, really fun.
I would go see Hamilton.
Like I'm not like a play person.
Hamilton be the only one that I would go see. That's the best play ever.
Yeah, and for that, I'm out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, what's up? Good morning, JV Show. It's April from SJ. Just want to say thank you guys for the Chug Mug Cup. I received it a couple of days ago. Just want to say thank you. Appreciate it. And what's up? I missed the last couple of episodes, but it's the brew from the Underoo on the chug wheel today or not? Cause, y'all need to, Y'all need to make up for that for last week, man. Someone needs to win that, so y'all need to check.
Wait, I forgot about that.
Okay, that's a good question. JV Show Chug Wheel game coming up at 8:20 this morning. I mean, currently, I haven't updated the wheel, but the brew from the Underoo is still written on the wheel.
No,
I know you guys are like so upset about that. If you don't know, I brewed a pair of my underwear and a coffee machine.
Oh, you're so disgusting. Like, what is wrong with you?
They were clean underwear. Like, does that matter?
Who does that?
Okay, so if that is, I don't know, we needed to discuss that, if that's going to remain on the wheel for this morning. If not, I've got to find a substitute item.
I feel like
item.
We've discussed it.
Yeah.
Okay, and if we're taking that off, that means next week I'm putting brew from my Socceroos on
no,
the jug wheel.
No, you're not.
And
there's
I will be putting
no
a couple
way.
Pairs of my socks in the coffee machine and brewing those up. Brew from my Socceroos. How do you like that?
That's even more. I don't know.
Worse than the underwear, Chidi?
They're pretty bad. Because, like, your feet are all sweaty.
Yeah.
And, you don't, and then you wear the same shoe every single day.
Pick one. Would you rather drink Graham's underwear or his socks?
Oh,
Chidi, I would rather pass pick away. One.
Or I would say sock, I guess. But there, oh my god,
I don't want to drink Graham's wiener water.
I love that drop. Okay, so
let's
next week
off.
The featured item will be brew.
No,
from the soccer
room. Joking.
No, I'm being dead serious. People love this stuff. We need something like that on the chug wheel. To keep it exciting.
Why don't I brew my husband's underwear? That sounds delicious.
Put it on the wheel. If you guys want to step up and bring something in for the chug wheel, I applaud that. I ain't scared.
Can it just be normal things?
Yeah.
Yeah, brew like from the soccer room.
Like
normal chuggable soda
that grows on
items.
Trees or something?
Yeah.
Does well, soda grow on trees?
If soda grew on trees, it'd be culture pop. Jinx, you owe me a culture pop.
Get me out of here.
Please.
All right, what's boy kibble?
Get me out of
here. I'm scared. Pick me up, Mom.
Okay. help.
Let's talk about boy kibble.
All right, move over, girl dinner. Do you guys remember what girl dinner consisted of?
Yes.
It was just like...
little of anything you can find.
Yeah, cheeses, crackers, little pieces of bread, maybe
ooh,
some
almond
pickles.
Joy. Let's have that.
Little pieces of fruit, whatever it was, girl dinner. Well, girl dinner is out. Protein, you guys, is in. So in steps, boy kibble. This is what Gen Z men are eating multiple nights a week, if not all the nights a week, for dinner. And boy kibble is basically just ground beef cooked up and served in a bowl with rice. It's just ground beef and rice. Some people have some variations on it where they're adding a few other ingredients. But the baseline boy kibble is just ground beef and rice. Your thoughts. Would you rather have girl dinner or boy kibble?
Boy kibble. That was my struggle meal growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. It does sound kind of good.
Yeah. There's some like gravy or something in that. Like that's what we used to eat.
Jess, girl dinner or boy kibble?
Girl dinner is more fun, I think. It's you have a little more variety of flavors.
True.
But lately, I've been eating a little more boy kibble than girl dinner.
You've been making your own boy kibble at home?
Yeah. Just maybe not so boyish. So I've been throwing in more stuff in there. Zhuzhing it up a little bit.
Yeah. A cheaty girl dinner or boy kibble if you had to choose?
Honestly, I would say girl dinner, but... boy kibble does sound a lot healthier.
I feel like I would still be starving after a girl dinner. That's why I'm leaning more towards the boy kibble.
Yeah, I can't eat one little
I can't have a grape
slice
for dinner,
of bread.
Sorry.
Yeah, two grapes and then be like, oh, I'm stuffed. Girl dinner. No, I need some boy kibble. I'm actually...
Big mama hungry.
I used to eat when I was younger and single and I lived here in San Francisco. I ate my own version of boy kibble, which was ground turkey, I think. And I used to just cook it up on my George Foreman grill, and then I would just put ketchup on it.
Ew.
That sounds gross.
I don't know. It just tasted like meatloaf.
Really?
Like, it was like, I like meatloaf, so it just like was like eating meatloaf.
That is
that
disgusting.
That was boy dinner. That's the original boy kibble right there.
Wow.
Okay. So do you just eat like a whole pound of ground turkey? Because you had nothing else on your plate.
Nope. That was it. That's all I knew how to. I didn't. I'm not a chef.
By you.
And put that on the little George Foreman grill. I'm just.
I love to hear about boys when they're like out on their own and like how they the things that they do to try to survive. Like,
yep. And it worked.
It's right.
And it worked, and it was very affordable. By the way, some of that Jennie-O ground turkey, man, that stuff was cheap back then.
And
probably
it does,
still is.
Right, and it does what you need it to do. For the gains, I guess.
And it tasted pretty good. I'm not going to lie, you guys.
That
it was actually
disgusting.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
If you like meatloaf, it tastes like meatloaf.
I'm not a big meatloaf person.
Okay.
I don't even think I've ever had meatloaf.
Really?
Whoa. Maybe once.
I love
that
meatloaf.
That I remember.
Meatloaf sandwiches left over the next day.
Ew.
Oh, I'll put a piece of cheese on there.
Ooh,
the best!
Ew.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Justin.
Oh, sorry, Chidi.
Wow. And I'm Chidi. Wow.
My bad.
Oh my gosh.
You need to know what's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And Trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, access to excellence.
So Logan Paul is calling out NFL players to get in the boxing ring with him. I don't know if you guys saw this challenge kind of that he put out there. He was on his Impulsive show. Impulsive, Logan Paul's his last name. And he said, quote, "Not a single football player could beat me in a boxing match. That is on God. I would throttle Myles Garrett." Who's Myles Garrett?
Myles Garrett's the one we talked about yesterday. He just got his ninth speeding ticket, but the best defensive player in the entire league. The dude is an absolute monster.
He said, "I would throttle Myles Garrett." Puka Nakua?
Puka Nakua plays for the Rams, wide receiver.
Tom Brady, Sam Darnold, doesn't matter. $1 million. You come to the gym, you put up boxing gloves, we see how it goes. There's levels to this.
$1 million, that's chump change for these NFL players.
Well, a lot of them.
Which Paul brother is this?
This is Logan.
Is this the one that fought Tyson? That was Jake Paul,
right?
That
was Jake Paul.
But we dislike them both.
Logan is the one that does more WWE, but I think he's also done a little boxing as well.
Yeah.
Tom Brady responded, called him the B word. There's other...
Really?
Yeah.
Tom Brady would get his ass kicked.
I haven't heard the audio, but that's what the headlines are saying. But there's other NFL players that are reaching out, and they're like, "Oh, I'll take you up on that offer." Deion Dawkins.
Okay.
Tay Crowder.
Okay.
Brock Hoffman. Kingsley Suamatea. I'm not really sure how to say any of these names.
Okay, so there are guys that are interested.
Yes.
Some of these former NFL players. If they have time to train, I feel like they have a shot. But if you just pluck random dude out of the NFL and throw him in a ring, like, I don't know. I mean, I like Logan Paul's chances better because all he does is train to fight.
True. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. And is he being for real? Does he actually want to set up a boxing match? That we don't know. Nothing's been set up yet. So he could just be trolling or trying to make a point because of his little spat with Tom Brady now.
Yeah, but these guys like the spectacle. It wouldn't surprise me at all if something like this materializes and then he selects like the weakest guy that's been out of the NFL for like 20 years and then he fights and beats that guy and we're all supposed to be impressed.
I know.
Because that's sort of their formula, is a bunch of hype and then put together a fight that's not actually a fight.
Yeah, that they're sure to win.
Yeah.
Eric Dane posthumously releasing a book. As you know, Eric passed away last month after a 10-month battle with ALS. He made the deliberate decision to finish a memoir after being diagnosed. It did get done, and it's going to be released later this year on November 3rd. According to the press release, publishing it allows him to continue speaking in his own voice with the clarity and courage that defined him while he was here. And they said that he was also working on this manuscript right up until the very end.
And it's also a way to provide financial support for his daughter.
For his family, yes.
That's the most important thing. So I hope the book does well in that regard.
November 3rd. Graham, what do you have?
All right, a couple of quick things. First, the city of Oakland has officially locked down a date to celebrate Olympic gold medal figure skater Alyssa Liu. Listen up. A welcome home celebration and rally is going to be held on Thursday, March 12th. That's this coming Thursday from noon to 1:30 p.m. at Frank Ogawa Plaza at Oakland City Hall. The event's going to be free. It's going to be a very cool way to celebrate her because, of course, she's an Oakland native. And I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of people very excited to show up and show her some love. So mark your calendars. March 12th, noon to 1:30 is going to be a celebration in Oakland at City Hall, kind of a rally and big party to celebrate Alyssa Liu. I think that's
very
super cool.
Now,
some not so good news, you guys. It's looking like we're on the verge of yet another Bay Area teacher strike, this time in Dublin. Teachers in the Dublin Unified School District say that unless there is a last minute deal struck with the school district, they are going on strike on Monday. And it did not, from at least the Teachers Association president in Dublin, sound like they had a lot of optimism that a last minute deal was going to get struck. But let's hope that it will. Obviously, they are looking for some salary increases, reducing class sizes, and fully funding some healthcare benefits, among some other things. But let's hope that a deal does get done and we can avoid a strike. But again, teachers in the Dublin Unified School District saying that Monday they will be walking out if a deal is not struck over the weekend.
And we stand with our teachers.
Always on the JV Show.
All right, next on the JV Show, it is our What the Bleep game, where you can win a JV Show chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
That is your Bay Area premiere, a brand new Harry Styles, American Girls on Wild 94.9. We're number one for new music discovery. So tonight, Harry is performing in Manchester. That's obviously not here. It's like overseas, you know.
It is?
Is it?
I'm shocked.
Does soda grow on trees? So I'm not doing that again. Okay. And he's filming this show tonight, though, for a Netflix special that's going to be available on Sunday. So very cool stuff, all you Harry Styles fans. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
And before we get to What the Bleep.
Hey, this is Leanne, all the way from New Brunswick, Canada. Boy kibble with cream mushroom soup. So good. Yum, 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 yum.
Yummy. Okay, couple things. Okay. First off, JV Show, I had to look this up in a special, you know, guide here. JV Show is number one in New Brunswick, Canada. So yes! Thank you so much, Leanne. I appreciate you. It's a tough market for us to get into, and we're there. So I appreciate that. And appreciate you for leaving a talk back. Now, we were talking about boy kibble, move over girl dinner. Boy kibble's the thing. Gen Z guys are just eating ground beef cooked up in a bowl with rice, and that's their dinner, boy kibble. She says add some cream of mushroom soup to it. I am with that. That sounds delicious.
I'd give it a try.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know how big I am on cream of mushroom soup, but I'd try it.
No, but mixing there, it's kind of like the gravy. Like you had mentioned, like putting some gravy in there. Okay, that's okay, basically what that's going to taste like.
I just don't like mushrooms. Mm.
As Leanne said, yum, 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 yum.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Tiffany from Clayton. Graham, I make the best meatloaf. I'm telling you. I'm trying to figure out how I can get a loaf to you guys, and you can make Selena try it. You guys can have a meat off or a meatloaf off. Maybe I have to pack it in some dry ice and ship it to you. I'm only over here in Clayton, but it's an hour drive and I gotta work. Okay, we'll see. Bye.
One thing I do not want is a meat off.
Selena, would you ever take a bite of a listener's loaf?
Probably not.
Why not? Why not?
I don't think I'm a meatloaf type of person.
She said she'd pack it in dry ice and ship us some meat.
I just don't think I want that.
Well, I love meatloaf.
Would you be down to have a meat off with her?
I love meatloaf, but I... Tiffany, please don't send us a loaf. I just don't... I don't know how I feel about...
But that was a very, very gesture. Thank you so much. She's the best.
She is the best, but I just can't eat your loaf. I'm sorry. And I love meatloaf. I love it. My wife would be jealous. She makes the best meatloaf.
We were talking about meatloaf because Graham admitted that when he was, you know, a single bachelor back in his young... He's only 28 and a half, but when he was, you know, younger, living on his own, his boy kibble would be a version of that, I guess, would be just ground turkey and ketchup, and it tasted like meatloaf.
Yeah, I used to just grill up the ground turkey on the George Foreman grill and just put some ketchup, and it did. It tasted like poor man's meatloaf.
All right, let's kick off What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Why is a woman's... such a mystery to guys. Shouldn't you have already learned by now how some of it works?
I thought I did, and then no. Yeah, it's just like, it's too confusing.
They will never learn.
Like, too many things, and like, what does that do? And then I thought that did that, and then that is connected to that. There's just too much. It's too much. It's a mystery. The thing's like a Rubik's Cube. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, it's not what you're thinking. This is a family show, you sicko. So keep your guesses PG, please. Leave your guess on the talkback mic while you're streaming Wild 94.9 on the iHeartRadio app. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess. Get your guesses in quick. First correct answer of the morning is the only one that wins a JV Show chug.
That's right, and we're going to play some of your guesses next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart Radio app. First person to get it right wins this JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Why is a woman's such a mystery to guys? Shouldn't you have already learned by now how some of it works?
Right.
Mm-hmm. They tried to teach us in school one time, and it was just like, label this. I'm like, no clue.
Yeah, but you guys learn everything else about, like, sports and football and everything. And how
to build a house.
We could take apart a car's engine and know all those parts. That, whatever you got, it's a mystery.
Wow.
Morning, JV Show. This is Kyle from Manteca. And I believe the bleeped out word is personality. Happy Friday, guys. Have a good day.
Personality.
Nope, those are, yeah, that's a great guess because those are a mystery.
That's also a mystery.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Grace from San Bruno. I think the bleeped out word is mind. Have a nice day.
That's
the number one most popular guess coming in this morning. Nice. It is a great guess. And yeah, talk about a mystery.
It's not that difficult.
No, we're very
simple. Never know what's going on up there.
Simple creatures.
No, guys are the simple creatures. You know what's going on in our mind virtually at all times.
But it's like you should know by now what's going on in our mind.
And I think you guys do a lot of the times. You just play dumb.
Yes.
Well, that's just a tactic we use, which is smart.
Yep. And we're on to you because you also have simple minds.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm confused. Wait,
this is Ryan in San Jose. My guess for today's word is purse. I know my wife's purse is crazy. Love you guys. Happy Friday.
Minus the R.
Yeah, his wife's got that crazy purse.
Why he married her.
Yeah, he did.
But
that, also a great guess, though, because, yeah, the inside of a purse is
a
mystery.
I feel like you guys just get lost in there.
Yeah, don't ever send us looking for something there. We will never find it, ever.
All right, continue to get those guesses in on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to play more of your Talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Friday. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is our What the Bleep game, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the Talkback mic. If you're the first person to get it right, that means you are winning this JV Show Chug Mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Why is a woman's such a mystery to guys? Shouldn't you have already learned by now how some of it works?
Right. How long has it been?
Yeah, but
a while.
We think we know, and then sometimes it gets put to the test and we don't know. We have no idea. We're clueless.
Remember, this is a family show, you sickos. Let's go to your Talkbacks.
Hi, this is Christopher from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is style. Thank you.
Style, yes.
A lot of times your style is a mystery to us.
Like,
really? That's what we're wearing?
Wow.
I'm kidding. But sometimes.
And guys, you guys are just so simple. T-shirt, jeans, every day. That
sort of a lack of style.
Sure.
It's fine.
Hey, morning, JV Show. This is Jesse from Half Moon Bay. And I think the bleeped out word is emotions. Thanks. Bye.
Great guess. Emotions.
Wow. Why? Because we're over emotional?
Sometimes.
Wow. Oh, we don't know how to control our emotions?
Sometimes.
Wow.
The audacity. That's what men have. Audacity.
This is Vincent from Buckley. And I think the guess is schedule.
Schedule. A few people guess that schedule or routine or something today.
True.
Yeah, people guess that. Yeah. That's a good one.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lynette from Concord, and I think the bleeped out word is skincare. Have a good day.
There it is. Skincare. Here's today's clip. Unbleeped.
Why is a woman's skincare such a mystery to guys? Shouldn't you have already learned by now how some of it works?
We weren't paying attention during that lesson.
Because you guys just use soap and water for everything.
Right.
Why?
If you asked your man to line up the skincare products that you use and the order that you use them in, dude, 100% fail every time. Not one guy would be able to do that.
No.
I don't think they'd be even close. Not even 50%. All right, let's give some shout-outs, shall we?
Can I ask one question, Graham?
Sure.
Would you ever let your wife, like, give you a skincare routine?
That I have to follow every day?
Yeah.
If it was...
Let's say three steps.
Three? No way. That's right now, it's only one bar of soap. I'd be willing to double it and add one more thing.
But you need at least three. You need the wash, the toner.
Bar of soap.
Toner.
And moisturizer.
And then the bar of soap. I use Dove. It's moisturizing.
Okay.
That's all three.
To the shout-outs.
All right. First, let's give a shout-out to Lynette in Concord. What's up, Lynette? What's up? She had the very first correct answer this morning. She's getting herself a brand-new JV Show Chug Mug. What a way to start the weekend. Happy Friday to her. After that, anybody else? Oh, wow. Only one shout-out to give. So let's go into some of the more popular guesses this morning. A lot of people guessing cycle this morning. I can only assume they're talking about some sort of bicycle. A lot of ladies are avid bike riders?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, the chain will fall off sometimes. Yeah. The bikes are confusing. Somebody guessed driving?
Whoa! who guessed that? A man?
No, it was a no. woman. I swear to God, let the record show. Jess, you can back me up to the archives. A woman guessed the driving. Yeah, your guess is driving is a mystery to us sometimes. So that great guess. Brain was one of the most popular guesses this morning. If not, then maybe the second most popular guess.
I feel attacked.
That's like, you know, brain, mind, emotions. We did a lot of those.
Yes.
Makeup was another one. I understand that. Oh. One person guessed uterus.
Oh, yeah. I feel like
what does it do?
I feel like most men honestly don't know.
Right. Great
like
question.
The parts and all that.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing, everyone. We will do it again Monday morning, same time, 7:05, right here on Wild.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Tui from Lincoln. I just want to say happy Friday. Woo-hoo. I hope you guys have the most fabulous weekend in the whole wide world. Enjoy your weekend and enjoy the weather. All right, bye.
Bye. Dude, hey, you too.
I'm going to have the most fabulous weekend ever. Listen to this, you guys. Yay. Tonight.
Yeah.
Little League practice. And then tomorrow morning, Little League opening day, you guys, a big ceremony. And then Sunday, Little League game. Oh. I mean, are you guys jealous or like, are you
not
guys jealous? This weekend
no.
is going to be lit.
Aside from that, there's actually a lot going on. We have the Chinese New Year's parade.
Yeah.
That's going down tomorrow.
Nice.
Sunday, International Women's Day. So don't forget to do something nice for the women in your life.
Aww. What are we supposed to do on that day?
I don't know. Just something like everything nice. For her.
Yeah.
I thought that was Mother's Day.
Well, that is also Mother's Day for the moms.
Got it.
Right.
This is for any lady in your
life. Oh, so all of them. That's a lot of flowers I'm going to have to buy.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, but then daylight, we lose an hour also.
That's right. Dude, is it
so
daylight savings time?
That, yeah.
Daylight savings time,
Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, we lose an hour?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Son of a time change.
No. All right, let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, is this Lucy?
Hi, yes, this is Lucy.
Lucy, good morning. Welcome to the JV Show. So you are on to play Are You Up Nope game. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. You got to get three correct, and if you can do that, you are going to be winning
these tickets for Joji.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Here we go. Question number one. Is Mexico in the northern or southern hemisphere?
She's getting out her globe.
Northern.
Yep.
That globe does come in handy.
Yeah, finally. Dust that thing off. There it is. Yes, Mexico is entirely in the northern hemisphere. All right, question number two. Not counting the play-in tournament games, how many college basketball teams are included in the March Madness bracket?
Oh, gosh.
Because I can't.
31?
No, 64. Dang they start
it.
With. There's four play-in games. That's that right. part's kind of weird. But there's the official bracket has 64 teams, right. and then there's the round, 32.
We can't forget to fill out our brackets.
And then of course there's the Sweet 16. And then of course the Elite Eight. And then the Final Four. And then the championship.
Yeah.
But yes, we should do a JV Show bracket show.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Question number three. Finish the title of this classic Charles Dickens novel, A Tale of Two Blank
Cities.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. The final question. You need this one to win the game. Question number four. The human brain is generally divided into how many lobes?
Two?
Nope.
No.
That's a great, that is a great guess because I would picture it too. Like it's got that line down the middle and there's the left
you have,
and the
like,
right.
The frontal
four lobes. There are four.
No.
Yeah, the frontal, the temporal, and the something, and then the other one, and then the other one.
With only that many, like you would think people would use them all.
No, we don't. No, we don't. Dolphins have way more lobes than we do.
Lucy, you were so close.
Son of a 31-team bracket.
You did not win Are You Up Nope game, but thank you for being on this morning. We hope you have the best weekend ever. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold really quick. Oh, I think she was in the middle of talking. Sorry about that.
It's all right. You just slammed the phone in her face.
Graham, before you get to your DM talkbacks.
JV Show, bud. This is Mike from Hayward. I want to send a birthday shout-out to my baby girl, Alyssa. She turns the big 13 today. Happy birthday, baby. Love you.
Baby
nice. Yeah. Happy
Woo!
Birthday.
Who gives a fart?
All right. Now to some DMs. Good morning, Graham. Today, March 6th is my birthday. I'd like to get a happy birthday shout out. Me and my son can't wait to hear it on the radio. We love you guys. P.S. It's really hard to win a chug mug. Yes, it is. And that is from Nardos. Yes. Happy, happy birthday, Nardos. Hope you have a great
happy
day.
Birthday. Who gives a fart?
Hi, Wild 94.9. If you can please give my son a shout out for his birthday today. Happy 6th birthday, Amraz. You're 6 today and will be 7 next year. Get it? 6-7.
See what you did
there. Are we still doing that? You're growing up to be such a well-mannered, intelligent, and funny little fella. Mom and dad and Elahi, love you so much. Yes, happy, happy 6th birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Can you give my son Logan a birthday shout-out? Happy birthday. Happy 11th birthday, Logan. You're the most amazing son, brother, and uncle. He's only 11. Okay. We're so proud of you. We're so proud of you. Love Mom, Dad, Layla, Sissy, Rom, and Emma. Yes, happy birthday, Uncle Logan.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, I want to wish my daughter Abby a very happy belated 10th birthday. Woo-woo! Double digits. We love you so much. Love Mom, Dad, brother, and dog Scooby. Yes, happy
Who
birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Yo, Graham! It's Kelly sliding into your DMs again. Welcome back. This Sunday is my daughter's big 12th birthday. It's her last year as a preteen, so I'm grabbing those cool mom points before she hits 13, and I'm officially embarrassing. We're skipping the 30 kids at the Shark Tank Madness for a weekend of fun. Sleepover Friday, Sharks vs. Islanders Saturday, and a party on the big day. Happy birthday, Lena. Kill it at cheer tryouts. I know you got this, and happy birthday to me for surviving 12 years. Definitely did something right. Again, that's from Kelly, and happy birthday, Lena.
Who gives a fart?
Sounds like a fun birthday weekend. Graham, girlfriend in your DMs. Oh, yeah. Could you please give my boyfriend, Cesar, a shootout for his birthday? He's 27 and a half. Does that mean I have to get in a gunfight with him?
We are not giving out shootouts.
Okay.
No.
Love you so much, babe. Thanks for being my person. We love you. And that's from Maria, Valeria, and Junior. Yes, happy, happy birthday there. And I...
Who gives a fart?
Do a drive-by for you later. good morning, JV Show. Please help us wish the baby of our family, Sophie, a very happy 11th birthday. She's the kindest, sweetest, and sometimes sassy girl with the best handles. She's the biggest fan of the Yep/Nope game, and we play every morning before school. We love you so much, baby girl. Love mommy.
Love mommy.
Daddy. Archie, Apollo, and Teddy. I don't know if I was supposed to say Archie, but Archie, Apollo, and Teddy. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
One final one. Hi, Graham. Please give us a very special birthday shout out to our favorite Boon So. He is turning 13 this Sunday. Woo woo! Officially another teenager in our family. We love you, Jonah. We know how excited you are to celebrate your birthday with your classmates and friends at Red Door. You got to do good to unlock and escape level 13 challenge. Whoa. Is that like an escape room?
Red Door? I don't know.
That sounds fun. Happy birthday, Jonah. Love mommy. Sorry.
I'm a mommy.
Dada and Kuya GT. Yes, happy birthday. And I hope you escape at the Red Door.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, that's a great point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So this trending is all about Britney Spears because, oh my goodness, so much new information has come out since yesterday morning. So in case you don't know, Britney Spears was arrested for a DUI Wednesday night, and then she was released around 6 a.m. yesterday morning. So just before 9 p.m. Wednesday, CHP, they get a call for a black BMW driving erratically at a high rate of speed on 101 in Ventura County. They were able to locate the car. They pulled it over. You know, she rolls the window down. They're like, oh my God, it's Britney Spears. CHP says that she showed signs of impairment. They did do a series of field sobriety tests. I'm assuming she failed. TMZ says that she was arrested for driving under the influence of a combination of drugs and alcohol.
Whoa. Ooh.
New reports say they found an unknown substance in her car that has since been sent to the lab for testing to find out what that was. But that also probably explains why they took her to the hospital before jail to have blood drawn. So those chemical tests, they're still pending. And then again, as far as alcohol, supposedly her blood alcohol content was only a 0.06, which is under the legal limit. But if you're driving erratically and crazy, which she was, you can still get a DUI.
And then pending what other substances they possibly find in her system, that can be driving under the influence as well. So this is not looking good.
This is not good.
Do you think they're going to publish those like toxicology reports or whatever? Are we going to learn that as soon as they have that info? I mean, it must become public once they file additional. They may file additional charges or whatever based on those. I guess we'd learn about it then at her first hearing or whatever.
It's going to come out.
Yeah. Right. At some point.
And still no mugshot.
I have not seen the mugshot. That's what I want to know. Chidi, can you put on your FBI hat and see if we can write that down? Because I am dying to see this mugshot.
You can take a freeze frame of any of her dancing videos on Instagram.
That's what it looks like.
And that will be what it looks like.
Exactly. I I hate to sound like we're making fun or lie to the situation, because it is, it's so tragic. She needs help.
She does.
So what was Britney doing before the arrest? The source says that she was home. She was spending some alone time, you know, to herself that day. She was drinking, and then she just decided she wanted to go for a drive. And supposedly that's what happened. She told police that she only had one mimosa that day.
Yeah, right.
I don't believe that for a quick second. She's supposed to be back in court May 4th. But I feel like something like this was bound to happen. Everyone is digging up, you know, more information. Apparently, cops have been called to Britney's house 14 times in the past 2 years.
Jesus.
Some of it's for somebody like trespassing, but there's a few on there that are like wellness checks.
Yeah.
Like, can somebody check in on her? Type stuff.
The sympathy I have for celebrities and rich people driving under the influence is all of zero. I have none. I just don't have any. Like, the rest of us are out here taking Ubers or whatever, mm-hmm. or walking home from the bars. I walked halfway across the entire city of San Francisco one time because I didn't have enough money for, you know, to get it. Right. And I walked from a bar all the way back to my apartment. Like, the things that we do to avoid drinking and driving. Mm-hmm. These people have all the money in the world. There is no excuse. You see these, like, you know, famous athletes that are getting in DUI wrecks or whatever. It's like, what the hell is your thinking process? Like, you're an idiot. You have all the money in the world. Call a car service. It's literally, like, pennies to you. Less than
like,
pennies.
I would rather be driven around than have to drive myself.
Me too. Yeah. Like, you don't have to look for parking. Nothing. Like, take a car service. What are you doing?
Sources also say that Britney fired her sobriety coaches not even that long ago, maybe like in weeks ago. And she fired other people who were, you know, there to look out for her, security personnel. They've all, you know, they've all been shown the door. As for her court date coming up again, that's May 4th. May the 4th be with you. her team is hoping that the judge will sentence her to, like, rehab instead of jail time punishment. This could be, like, a pivotal moment for her to finally get some help.
I hope that something is
in the works.
And is forced, you know? Like, yeah. Maybe it's not jail time, like you said, but there needs to be something. She needs to be getting help in some form, mm-hmm. and it needs to be, unfortunately, forced.
Yeah.
Court mandate.
I would agree with that. Graham, what do you have?
All right, it might be time to take a moment and say our goodbyes to the United States Postal Service. Mail, you guys.
What?
Could be gone. They are in major budget trouble, and according to the Postmaster General, they're going to completely run out of funds, not even be able to pay their employees or do anything in about a year unless Congress acts and figures out a way to keep them afloat, whether it be a loan or something else. Postal Service is an independent agency. They essentially get all their funds from people paying postage on items and mail that they ship. But they say that because increasingly things like bills that used to get mailed out are all done online, the amount of mail that's shipped every year has decreased drastically. Their annual volume has plummeted from about 220 billion pieces of mail a year to about 110 billion today, which, if you just did some simple math, at 78 cents a stamp on each of those, that's about $86 billion in revenue that they are down each year from where they used to operate. Postmaster General says one way to make up the shortfall would be to raise the price of a first class stamp to 95 cents. Again, it's 78 cents today, and he would bump it all the way up to 95 cents. That would help make up and keep them afloat. 95 cents for one stamp?
That sounds a little much.
Sounds like a lot, little much. Particularly when you remember that just about 10 years ago, a stamp was just 47 cents. So it would be essentially doubling in a 10-year span. But they are in big, big budget trouble. You guys, no more mail.
No, that makes me sad.
Selena's smiling because Selena never checks her mail.
Because it's never anything I need. Everything is done online. I mean, I get a lot of, like, credit card offers, I guess.
Yeah.
And I don't need, like,
I mean, yeah, but I feel like getting something in the mail feels more legit than, like, oh, I got an email about a bill that I have to pay, and I don't know if it's a scam or not.
Yeah, or your car registration sticker shows up in the mail, Christmas cards in the mail, things like that. Selena? It's just been sitting in your mailbox for years.
That's a couple things that we need. Everything else, it's done online. No, let's keep it.
Selena's so happy that the mail service is going away.
God, getting mail out of a mailbox is just such a hassle.
Is it the walking to the mailbox?
That's the walking, a hassle. And then it's having to carry the armfuls back inside because I haven't gotten it in months.
I think my problem...
Everything's falling all over the place.
My problem with the mail is, like, there's stuff that looks mildly important. Mm-hmm. I never know where to put that. It ends up just getting, like, set it on the table, you know, just piles up somewhere.
Yes.
Because, like, it's not urgent enough that I need to open it. And it's not, like, so unimportant that I could just throw it away. It's, like, in that in-between.
I'll need it at some point.
And then, like, maybe it's for my wife, but maybe it is a credit card offer just disguised as some important-looking mail. And I just, like, should I throw it away? Do I open it? I'll just leave it here. And then, dude, that pile just grows. It's just massive.
See, that's part... of life. We can't let that go.
I'm with Selena. Do we need that part of life?
No.
It's all online and in the cloud.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Britney Spears' DUI arrest.
Good morning, JV Show crew. Happy Friday. Woo! This is Selena from The Ridge. I just want to say, or like point out or whatever, I'm not sure if anybody did this yesterday or said this yesterday, but like, why is she going to jail and Justin Timberlake did not? Is he like a bigger celebrity than she is? Is it because he's a man or what the heck is going on? Why does she get in trouble and he did not? Please explain, Graham, Selena, Jess. Chidi, are you there?
Chidi's here.
Chidi's here.
Oh, your mic is off there. Oh. Now it's back on. Sorry, Chidi, that was a second. I apologize. Oh, the disrespect. It is my understanding that Justin, when he got his DWI, they did take him to jail. We saw the mugshot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was viral.
So I think they both had similar experiences
where
they're booked
released.
And then released. Yeah. And we just haven't gotten Britney Spears' mugshot. But yeah, he did go through the same thing.
How are they hiding it? How's the FBI search for the mugshot going?
I can't find it.
Wow.
It'll be out eventually.
Yeah.
Well, they need to hurry it up.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Rui the mailman calling out of Hercules. Must be nice not to receive any more mail. But think about the workforce. Please.
We were talking about the United States Postal Service, their Postmaster General saying that the major budget shortfall right now, and like basically they have funds to operate for like one more year before they're not able to pay their employees. Well, look, we were just joking around having some fun about how Selena doesn't like to ever get her mail. And then I was piling on there as well. We are kidding. Like, we're very sympathetic on the JV Show to the plight of the American worker right now, because, and we've talked a lot about it because, look, there are certain industries that are about to be, and we've talked a lot about this, about to be absolutely decimated by AI. AI is going to come, and look, everybody's having fun on ChatGPT right now, whatever, having fun doing this stuff. You're just training it right now to take your job. So enjoy when it does inevitably take your job. And look, we are in my mind, like, everybody's alarm bells should be going off about what is going to happen to our country over the next 10, 15 years as AI takes over. And I mean, I'm saying that like it's taking over as it takes over certain workforces and eliminates jobs. A jobs report came out today and unemployment went up, and that was unexpected. Spoiler alert, it's going to continue to go up. Every expert in the field of AI has said over the next year, 2 years, you're going to see millions of jobs that can be eliminated. What are we going to do as a country? How's it going to work? How are you going to have federal tax income revenue? We're a country that's based on taxing labor. How's that going to work when nobody has a job?
We don't want to see anybody lose their job.
No, I want everybody.
The Postal Service struggling right now. Like, that does suck.
I want everybody to keep their jobs, because you see a lot of AI theorists talk about, like, well, you won't need a job in the future. But, like, I don't know. To me, I don't know if that is this rosy future. Everyone's just going to sit around and scroll all day? Like,
when you put it like that,
but like, don't people find a feeling of worth by going to work and hard work and providing for their family and working in a job? It can be rewarding. Look, there's some people that are like, I hate my job, I want out of it. But I just don't understand how the future is going to work. I definitely don't understand how the math and economics of it are going to work. But it's a scary time.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of jobs, did you guys see Wendy's posted a new position available for them?
No.
The chief tasting officer.
Oh, a CTO?
A CTO. And they're offering $100,000. They said it's fully remote. all you have to do, I mean, you might have to leave sometimes, like, just to Wendy's to get food, but then you can go back to your couch and you just eat it.
That's it.
And they
for 100 grand
they said,
a year?
This is a real job. They said, yes, this is a real ad that we are putting out here. They want you to taste test menu items and then create social media content. And you could potentially be in some of their ads as well. All you got to do is write snarky things and great reviews about their food and you just get food.
Whoa. Dude, Selena, if you have not already applied
That's
for this.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? You
it
love
seems
Wendy's.
It's too good to be true. It seems too good to be
true.
You
do love Wendy's.
Yeah. And you like social media. This is just, this is like your dream job. It's all happening.
The thing about this is I feel like I can't live up to whoever Wendy's has already had running their social media because, like, the standards, like, the bar's already been set so high. They've had some of the best fast food clapbacks, like, in the history of fast food being on social media.
Yeah, but you are good
at that.
They win
every
time. Don't sell yourself short.
That is true.
Just apply.
You're very witty. You have a really good quick wit. This could be you. And then eating the free Wendy's.
Holding back, too.
And then you can bring it in here because obviously you can't leave
for all these compliments.
Oh, I've already updated your resume and submitted it.
How nice.
There's a lot on your resume, but yeah. I noticed the special skills section is just blank. Do you not have any special skills?
I actually don't.
Oh. Okay. Try to embellish it. Throw some stuff in there.
Ground. Dang, I'm going to need some help. Yeah. I got AI do it for me.
Charity work. There's nothing listed there.
Oh, why do you have to bring that up?
Either. Relevant work experience. There's nothing listed there either.
No references either.
We're going to need to judge this resume.
Well, I feel like I don't really need like experience or anything. Like all I really need is like a mouth. I got one of those.
Oh. Yeah.
You have one of your kids listed here as your reference. That doesn't count.
Why?
I mean, it does.
No one knows me better than them.
That's a good point. I just don't know how to get a hold of a 4-year-old.
Next, you guys.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
It's our chug wheel game.
Yes!
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. I can feel the anxiety
the tension in the
room right now.
Not a nervous energy.
I'm Selena, by
I'm Graham.
The way.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
And let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Noelle,
your caller to Wendy's.
Nice.
That means you won tickets for Idol.
Yep. This is the K-pop group that will be coming to the Bay August 21st.
You are also getting a JV Show Chug Mug because you are going to be playing along to our Chug Wheel game.
Oh, wow.
It's really easy for you, I promise. Here's how it works. We sent our buddy Jess here out to the streets, and she asked a random person 8 questions. We're just going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down. And Noelle, if you can guess what that person on the street said, you get a point. If you get to 4 points, you win. And then one of us is going to have to be spinning the JV Show Chug Wheel. Graham, what's on the Chug Wheel this week?
On this morning's JV Show Chug Wheel, we have buffalo wing sauce, peppercini juice, nacho cheese, banana ketchup, mackerel fish brine. That's still on there. We have the soup du jour, which is, of course, the soup of the day. It's a hearty winter beef and barley stew. And then we have the dealer's choice space. You land on that, you can pick anything you want to chug. This morning, because the wheel has been very controversial about whether or not the brew from the Underoo, which was my underwear brewed in a coffee pot, should be on the wheel this morning, it is sharing that space. It is also, the brew from the Underoo is on the wheel, but it is on the dealer's choice space. So if you land on that, you can dealer's choice choose something else, or you can opt for the brew from
Who
the Underoo.
Who would pick that?
Yeah. I
Graham.
Might.
Graham
I might.
Gross. Anyways, Noelle, are you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so let's find out who Jess talked to.
James Fields from San Francisco, California.
Was it James?
James.
Yeah. James from San Francisco. All right, let's get to question number one. Listen closely, Noelle.
Has your car ever been bipped?
What do you think, Noelle? Has his car ever been bipped? Yes or no?
I'm going to say yes.
No, I haven't had a car bipped yet.
Wow.
He has not been... Has not been bipped yet.
Has avocados from Mexico.
All right, let's go to the next question.
What type of person are you? Busy parking lot? Do you circle around and wait for a spot to open up? Do you park far away and walk? Or just go home and try again another time?
Noelle, what do you think James is? What kind of busy parking lot person is he?
I think maybe park far away and walk.
He circles around.
Same.
I go home.
Two incorrect so far.
All right. Let's go to the next question.
Have you bought any Girl Scout cookies this year?
Ooh. What do you guys think? Or Noelle, what do you think? Yes or no?
I think yes.
No, I didn't.
No! No. By the way, Girl Scout cookie season ends on Sunday, everyone.
So really?
Get your cookies. All right. And get your
stock up on your Thin Mints. Three incorrect so far. Let's go to the next one.
Have you already filed your taxes?
Noelle, what do you think James said? Has he filed his taxes?
Yes.
Not yet. Next week.
Okay, we're 0-4 to start the game. At the risk of jinxing this, I do have to let Noelle know that you got to get the next 4 correct in a row to get the JV Show Chug Wheel spinning this morning.
All right, let's go to the next question.
How often do you floss? After every meal, daily, or once in a while when it gets really bad?
What do you think James said? After every meal, once a day, or just once in a while?
I don't know. I think maybe once in a while.
Every meal.
After every meal? I feel like he was lying.
Well, nobody
who
was
cares? Gonna... We don't have to chug.
Yeah. Right.
All right, that is 5 incorrect. That's an 0-5, Noelle. That's a historically bad performance for you and the listeners. But the ladies here, you've never seen them smile
so
bigger. So
happy.
You've given them the gift of a great weekend.
Yeah, Noelle.
The relief.
You got a JV Show Chug Mug for playing along. You got your tickets for Idol. So happy Friday to you. Thank you for being on this morning. You're very welcome.
That is such a good feeling.
Hang on.
I didn't. That was a landslide.
Yeah. Wow. I feel great.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, guys. Happy Friday. This is Kathy from San Mateo. Just was listening to you guys talk about the Girl Scout cookies, and there's actually another week, so it doesn't end this weekend. It ends next weekend, but I think even after that, you can still order. So have a good day. Happy Friday.
Yeah, thank you for that correction. Apparently, I just looked it up, and yes, Girl Scouts of Northern California, it is one more week. I didn't realize it was different.
Oh.
Different timelines for different areas.
Oh, so we got an extra week to get our cookie on. All right.
Yes. By the way, we're the JV Show on Wild. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm TD.
No. Why? I'm sitting here in the car, and I literally got 4-4-4. And why? This is not fair. It is Friday. You guys are supposed to be chugging. Ugh. Said he said from Wanna Creek, as you probably already know. Whatever. TGIF. Woo! Let's go! Yeah! No burger! Yes!
A lot there. Sorry, said he said. The JV Show.
Hey, we won that fair and square.
Landslide win this morning. Nobody had to chug. So the brew from the Underoo will be on the wheel next week. Once again.
No! Before we get to this list that you have, Jess, there is a lot going on this weekend. You know, tomorrow, the Chinese New Year parade and celebration, that is, kicks off 5:15, Second Market in the city.
Here in San Francisco,
here
nice.
Here in San Francisco, Sunday, International Women's Day. Graham, if you want to take a second to say some nice words to each of the women on the show, we can stop down.
We have time.
You know, the one thing that I would like to say, now that you've mentioned it, today is my dad's birthday, you guys, and I want to give my dad a shout out because he's the greatest dad on the face of this planet, and I want to say happy birthday
happy
to my
birthday,
dad. I love you so much, and looking forward to celebrating. He's coming to town on Monday, I believe, so looking forward to celebrating with him. And also, shout out to the ladies for International Women's Day.
Who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart was to my dad's birthday, not International Women's Day.
Also, Sunday, we lose an hour.
But the sun is going to set later.
But we're going to be tired and have to go to bed earlier.
Oh, that means my kids' Little League practice will go later because it's going to be light out later.
Great.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. We are so positive on the JV Show.
Yeah.
All right, Jess, what do you have?
Okay, so I saw a video that said, what's something that you witnessed at someone's house that made you never want to go back? And some of the comments were crazy, you guys. So I do want to kind of rally some of these off.
Okay.
And you let me know if you would return to this home or if this would make you stay awake.
Okay.
First one. This person saw the people that live in that house pouring the extra milk after eating their cereal back into the milk jug.
Ew.
Are you going back?
No.
I mean, I'm going back, but I'm not eating or drinking anything there.
Yeah, I'm declining
That's
everything.
Gross.
Even a glass of water. No.
You don't know where that water's been.
No, thanks. I'm fine. Not thirsty.
Okay. Their dog went number 2 on the floor. And they said that they would get it later.
No.
That's foul, right?
Yeah, that's an immediate. You have to.
The smell.
Ooh.
But isn't it kind of like, because Graham, you have kids too.
Mm-hmm.
You know when they go in the diaper, obviously. but then you kind of pretend like you don't notice and wait for somebody else to do it.
Whoa.
Maybe it's that.
Is this what you do?
Oh, yeah. You'll let them waddle around, hopefully waddle over to the other parent.
Oh, my gosh.
And let them be like,
oh, my God, you need a changing. And then they do it.
And that's when you go, dude, I checked like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah,
there's
nothing there. They were
there's nothing
clean.
In there. And or I changed them a minute ago and I checked and, yeah, it was all drier. I already did that. And then they have to do
that. Wow. So you just deal with the smell until the other person...
Oh,
I mean, if it goes on long enough, obviously, I mean, you don't wait too long. I mean, just a few minutes or whatever.
New diaper technology is pretty good about locking it in sometimes.
Really?
The smell?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. I don't think that would have worked on my kids.
Oh, they blew it out. I remember Selena talking about having to use the scissors to cut them off.
Oh.
That was his underwear, not the diaper.
Yeah.
He's grown out of that phase, by the way. The kids are doing great.
Right, but now your daughter's in that phase or no?
No.
They're both grown out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah, we're thriving over here.
You made it.
Nice.
I'm
thriving.
I am diaper free.
Yep.
All right. So, again, these are things that people are saying if they witnessed at someone's house, they would never want to go back. Cameras in every room of the house.
Oh, no.
See, for this, I'm not going back.
No.
I don't want to be recorded.
But what are you doing that you're afraid of?
It just feels weird that they'd have footage of me, of everything I'm saying, everything I'm doing in every room of the house. I don't know. It just feels...
Yeah, no, thank you.
It's a little violating.
Yeah.
But this is like your friend's house,
yeah.
And it's like you're with them the entire time anyways, you're going to be weirded out by...
Yeah, but it's like the small things. Like, what if they catch me, like, picking my nose or something? Or, like, you know... had to pass some gas.
Yeah,
and
they
have a video footage of that.
You do that at your friend's house?
No, and no one's watching.
Never coming over again.
Who hasn't? Your friend leaves the room. You've lifted up one cheek on the couch before.
Haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Let the sofa soak up most of that.
It's
not a big deal. I always wonder, like, are people actually, are they going back to look at that? That'd be even weirder, though, if they go back and watch the footage from the entire time you're there. The indoor cameras, I never really,
right.
I'm all for it. Put the cameras up around the outside of your house, but the indoor cameras, I'm kind of not down with that.
Right. And I mean, it would be weird if they watch it back, but that's the thing is you don't know whether they're watching the footage back or not. And I don't want to take my chances.
I would be more worried about them, like, posting, like, a conversation that we have or something.
Yeah, or listening back to a conversation that you had with another friend when they left the room.
Ooh.
And you forgot there was a camera in there recording.
Yeah, and you spilled a little too much.
Mm-hmm. You guys talked some smack about that
person. Or I spilled my drink on their couch and tried to cover it up.
Yeah.
And they're like,
yeah,
that's footage of that.
And then Chidi came over and sat down and farted up. Chidi tried to cover it up with a fart.
My gosh. Okay, one more?
Sure.
Please.
All right. Are you going back to someone's house if you see them just casually spitting on their bedroom floor?
Wait, what?
Nobody does that.
Somebody commented about this.
What are they, a llama? Like, they're human beings. Nobody's spitting on their own carpet.
There are some guys out there that, like, literally spit every 5 seconds.
But this is in your carpet?
That's why. If you see it, are you going back?
No.
That's gross.
But nobody does that.
Yeah. The comments really opened my eyes to just the random, weird, crazy things people are doing in their homes.
I am so gross.
That we don't know about.
Yeah. It makes me feel a lot more normal, though.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Right. Like, so if we go to Selena's house, we'll just find, like, dino nuggets.
There might be some, like, pizza rolls, but you wouldn't even, like, notice that, really.
Yeah.
Right.
No. Unless you stubbed your toe on one because they're so stale. They've been under the couch for a while.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. It's Angie. Happy Friday. Something smells fishy about the Chug Wheel game. I feel like ever since the whole trade situation went on, nobody's chugged. Anyway, also, I podcasted the other day and I heard you guys talking about Christmas tree. Mine's still up with ornaments and lights. Don't judge me.
Angie.
You will. Bye.
It's beginning to look a lot
Are the lights on every night?
That's You know they are. Back to, that's ridiculous, Angie. Yes, we are all ridiculing you as the entire Bay Area is right now. No, don't take your Christmas tree down, please.
Mm-hmm.
The season has come and gone. We're into spring now. Are we now? Is it still winter?
We're just about
to spring. Okay, back to the previous allegations you made at the start of that.
She said
the Chug Wheel game was rigged.
Got it.
Oh, it's Jess.
No, I didn't. I didn't know we were playing this game.
Do you think that if we were going to rig the Chug Wheel game, and go back and podcast the show if you listen, do you think if we were going to rig the game, we would have our caller go 0 for 5 on the questions, 0 for 4 or whatever?
Yeah, wouldn't that be a little too obvious?
And just lose it. Yeah, they went 0 for 5 this morning. Wouldn't we make the game a little more exciting, get to some more questions, and then them get it wrong on the last one? Like, that's how you would fix a game.
Right.
You don't have them go 0 for 5. The game was legit. We won. Take that.
Fair and square.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's Netflix deal could be in jeopardy, and I feel like we already
celebrate
this, and yeah, it's probably for the best.
Mm-hmm.
No, do you guys remember last year we talked about Meghan and Harry's deal with Netflix becoming more of like a first look deal? This is because Meghan's initial deal had expired. It was done, but then they extended it, but with conditions, meaning basically they're going to keep them on board and they can produce whatever they want, but Netflix, it's not like a guaranteed thing that it's going to be then streaming on Netflix. Netflix has the option to pick it up, or they can just like turn things down,
which is smart,
and it looks like a lot of the content that they're coming up with, it's pretty much stuck in limbo. They've had movies that were supposed to be in production years ago. I'm talking 2022, 2023, and they're still listed as in development. Meanwhile, Netflix has announced, "Oh, we're gonna start production, or we're gonna remake this movie, and it's out like the next year."
Yeah.
Like, it's a quick turnaround time, but for whatever reason, nothing has been moving on any of Meghan and Harry's projects, and they think this is a major sign that it's just all coming crashing down.
Well, the interest level was never there. The number of streams were just not there for their content. The demand isn't there. Netflix is making a smart decision. Should they come along with something that they're like, oh my God, people will actually want to watch this, then yeah, they could put it on. But the majority of the stuff, like, they have no, why would they want to invest money? It's a bad investment to invest Netflix budget in developing a movie that nobody is going to see. I mean, budget's tight over there at Netflix. They can't even send that one couple from Love is Blind on a $500 trip to Mexico, you know? And so budget, they got to tighten up the purse strings over there.
All right, so I think Zendaya is actually married, you guys. Did you see the new pictures that came out yesterday?
Those were AI.
Those were AI?
I don't know.
The ones of her, Robert Pattinson?
Oh, wait. I don't know.
So she's starring in a new movie with Robert Pattinson called The Drama, right? And they put out some promo pictures to promote the upcoming movie.
And her and Pattinson got married?
No.
Right out from under Tom Holland's
nose? But in these pictures, and they made it clear that they're not in character in these photos. This is just like a photo shoot they did together to promote the movie. And Zendaya is wearing a wedding band along with her engagement ring.
Oh.
Like, she's got two rings on. That means she got married, right?
Yeah.
Like her own engagement ring, not from the...
They're saying that this is her engagement ring, but there's an additional band now added in these photos.
They're married.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
What did the Prediction Journal say about that?
Because we did talk about this earlier this week.
Talk amongst yourself.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, me and Selena said yes, they're already married.
Okay. What did Graham said no?
I guess not.
I didn't say no. Maybe I didn't.
Maybe I don't think you said anything.
Weigh in.
Yeah.
But yeah, it certainly seems that way.
I'm getting
way.
Married vibes.
When there's enough smoke, there's usually a little bit of fire. And then you don't put an extra band next to an engagement ring.
For no reason.
Right.
Just for funsies.
Yeah.
All right, Graham, do you have anything for trending?
I do. The Orange County District Attorney's Office, I want to hear what you guys think about this. They have filed a felony charge against a dad whose 12-year-old son was seriously injured on an electric motorcycle. This accident happened last year. This kid suffered a broken femur and fractured skull. Very serious accident. He ran a red light and a car hit him. and he was going very, very fast on this thing at the time. Now, the dad, why is he facing charges? He wasn't driving the car or the motorcycle. Well, it turns out that he had done some modifications to this this motorcycle, so that it could go up to 60 miles per hour.
What?
And because there should be like a speed governor on that thing that caps the speed, and he modified it so it didn't have that, so this thing could go faster, amongst a few other things. This 39-year-old dad, he is being charged with a felony count of child endangerment for doing that. We know in California, people on these electric motorcycles, they need to be 16 years old. You need to be wearing proper safety gear, like a helmet and stuff. His kid wasn't doing that, and he was only 12 years old. He was not 16. So 39-year-old dad facing a felony count of child endangerment. What do you think about this charge?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's
you think
sort
it's
of,
too much? Like,
no, I mean, it sort of it raises pretty... sort of an interesting debate. It's like the kid was out riding, you know, he was the one riding recklessly. The dad wasn't doing that. The dad wasn't the one that hit him with the car. But I do feel like he did endanger his child by enabling this thing. And like... so it does sound crazy to have a slap a felony charge on somebody like this, but it seems warranted.
But it's kind of like he
allowed it.
Modified the bike. And you know what I'm trying to say. Sorry.
And let a 12-year-old
I'm glitching right now.
Blast 60 miles an hour down
that
the
street. That is so scary.
Run red light. Whew. Lucky that kid is alive.
Oh, my God. Yeah, a lot of these things go so fast. I told you, like, I just got my daughter's new scooter. It just got delivered.
Dude, you popped the governor off. It's real simple. You just disconnect this one wire.
No.
Selena, that thing will blast down the road.
I didn't have to, but I didn't know this thing went, like, over 30, like, 35 miles an hour. Like, why do you need to go that fast?
Yeah, that's fast.
You
like,
don't.
For what? Thank you.
That's dangerous because it just bobbing and weaving through traffic. We've all seen this.
So scary.
People on these electric bikes and stuff, they're riding recklessly. And you mix that with hitting a car. I don't know, your little helmet. Yeah. It helps, but it doesn't help that much.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are Wild 94.9, number one for new music discovery. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
And Chidi, you tweet a lot. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
A Bridgerton-themed wedding? I think yes.
For you?
Yeah. Just like maybe in a few years from now, you guys will get an invitation. It'll be Bridgerton themed.
Like everyone else addresses their favorite character or just like of the era?
Just, no to both. Like the flowers and like the color.
Oh, okay, so it won't be like the
like, we don't like dress like that.
Yeah, not, no.
Do we have to talk that through the whole ceremony?
No.
How do they talk?
So it's just the flowers? Like, that's normal wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe some tea. About that?
Some tea and some desserts that look like from that region.
Okay. That from that era.
Yeah.
Okay. But you don't want people, guys, men walking around in, like, those funny-looking suits with the ruffly shirt and the top hat?
I mean, you can if you want to.
And
but
the cane?
Yeah, I want to wear, like, the dress where it has, like, it's, like, the half-long sleeve that goes to your elbow.
Oh, right, and it's puffy. Mm.
Yeah, and then, like, the
and then the bazoomers are just mashed up.
Yes, corsets. Yeah. All the way.
Those are tightest
corsets we've ever seen. And then, like, the big...
The elf shoes?
Like, the hoop that keeps your dress out. Yeah, they wore elf shoes, yeah.
And everyone's like, good day, governor.
Like yes,
talking
sure.
like that the whole time.
I'm there, count me.
Yeah, Chidi, this sounds like a dream. I hope this happens for you. I cried watching Bridgerton like 5 times. One of my favorite seasons. Is it though, Chidi? Is it one of your favorite seasons?
It is. It was a lot of goodbyes in this season.
Oh, the spoiler alert!
You look like you're about to cry right now.
Yeah, it was so touching.
Goodbye to who? I feel like I'm 4 or 5 episodes in.
I haven't said goodbye. You're watching
it? Yes, my wife makes me watch this stupid thing. And I was, and I think we were. I think we're almost. I don't know. We've definitely watched 4 episodes at least. How many are out right now?
8.
Okay, then, yeah, that's pretty good for us.
I can't believe you're further along in Bridgerton than Love is Blind.
I know!
I cannot
believe this.
I'm the greatest TV-watching husband of all time. You take that up with my wife. I don't get to choose what we watch. I just sit there and drink heavily. And now, and I've been watching a lot of Bridgerton.
I mean, grow a pair and grab the remote.
No, I'm the greatest.
Or watch it on your own.
There you go.
Watch Bridgerton on my own time?
No, Love is Blind.
I do that anyways. Oh, never mind. But, Chidi, this season so far, up until the point I'm at, it's just kind of like,
Yeah, but a lot of good stuff happens towards the end of the last 4 episodes, I feel like.
Still a lot of sexy scenes?
There's a few. Let me get you guys caught up. A spoiler alert on what's happened through most of Bridgerton season. This one guy, he meets this woman at a ball, a masquerade ball. So she has one of those little thin masks on.
I've always wanted
and
to go
he
to a ball
is
like
dumbfounded
that.
About her identity. He can't figure out who she is. He spends every episode sketching her face and looking for her and can't figure out who.
Cute.
And she's just wearing one stupid little mask.
So romantic.
Like, come on. You know you can't. And she's talking to him face to face, you know, without the mask on. And he has no clue it's her. You're like, dude, obviously that's her. Yeah. That one little tiny mask that you wear at a ball doesn't completely conceal your identity. That part is just like, come on, can we move forward, please?
Right. Well, in the book, it's a little bit longer than those few days. So it makes sense in the book, but not on
you
TV.
Don't read,
you read
Chidi?
The books, too?
I did not, but a lot of people read the books. I don't read, but a lot of people do read the books, and they say it on TikTok.
But, I mean... Well, things happen that differently in the books. I'll have you know. Chidi, you read? No. No, I don't. Anyway, that's your Bridgerton update. You don't need this season's a little. Well, I'll let you know as I get farther into it this weekend. I'm sure I'll be watching more. After that McDonald's video, I haven't touched fast food since.
Wait, what? The
one with him eating
the Archburger?
Yeah.
Wait, why? What was
it? Because a lot of people said that he didn't really eat it, like he spit it out, and that it's a product.
It's conjecture, we don't know. Nibble, but...
Well, yeah, it's assumed, but that's what people are saying.
But it still looked delicious.
It just kind of made me realize that probably a lot of the meat that we have at fast food might not actually be meat.
Well,
what
I feel
is
like
it's partially.
Partially,
meat.
Yeah. That,
meat.
It's a meat-generated substitute. It's something, right?
It's delicious. That's what it is.
It is delicious. So I might go back to it like next week, but for right now, it's just like it's a no for me.
You're going to stick with the hard-boiled eggs?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Go back and podcast.
I'm sure your family appreciates that.
Go back and podcast the start of the show. We learned Chidi's new obsession is hard-boiled eggs.
Egg boils.
Same thing. It's an egg that's been boiled. Whatever. It's a hard-boiled egg. She eats a lot of them. Couldn't even go to the gym this week because I left my headphones at work.
Oh,
yeah.
Because he had to go home.
So let's back up for all the listeners, because Chidi said in previous weeks that she was going to do the 75 hard, and then that was reduced down to a 75 soft. But that requires working out each day, reading, and some other things.
Which you have not done.
How many days in 2026, how many gym visits are we at?
One.
It's a start. It's a start.
And then I could have done it this week, but I left my headphones, and I cannot go to the gym without my headphones because I need music.
I've done it before. It's not ideal, but like if you're there at the gym, you got to go in even if you don't have your headphones.
I can't do it.
So when are we going to start the 75?
Probably Monday.
And are you planning on going every day or just like once a week?
Well, I don't think I can go every day. So probably like 3 times a week is going to be my goal.
Okay.
So at 3, let's get the calculator out here really quick. I think I got it right here. Yeah, we get this one. So if we could just do the math on this. If she goes 3 days a week, but she's trying to get to 75,
how
many weeks is that going to take her to get there, Jess?
15?
25.
25.
So 25 weeks from now, you'll have gone to the gym 75 times.
Oh, yeah.
For your 75 soft.
Better than what I did last year, so.
So it'll take you like six, seven months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 6.5 months there.
Oh.
So we'll see you in 2027.
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.